Welcome to this R.G. Hardy program as we proclaim souls are crying, men are dying, so we must work to win the lost at any cost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to share today's message with you. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. A powerful word of encouragement God gave me to speak to His people. If you've been under satanic attack or feel that your gifts and ministry have been hindered and the fiery trials are intensifying, don't despair. This message is for you. I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get your copy of You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire.
Let me tell you this. You probably already found it out, but in case you didn't, I'll clue you in. The devil is going to go on attack. So expect it. Because the devil is jealous of God's people, and he's going to come after you. Isn't that right? And he's going to try to devise a plan and a way to get you into trouble so you'll lose your blessing, so you'll lose your promotion. Isn't that right? And you've got to be on guard for this. But so many times when we're in the euphoria of the blessing and the breakthrough, we let our guard down, and we can't do that. Every single day I tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for where you brought me. I thank you for how you brought me out. I thank you for what you're doing for me every day. I can look back and see so much progress. I can see the hand of God and the blessing of God. And because I have more freedom and more liberty than I've had in a long time. And you know, I just want to just be, enjoy it. I just want to enjoy it to the full. But I said, Lord, I don't want to enjoy it so much that I don't have time for you, because it was being with you in the midnight hour. It was rising up early and tarrying late. It was staying in the Word of God. It was living, walking, breathing the Word of God 24/7 that brought the victory. And if it's what brought the victory, it's what'll keep the victory. Hallelujah. So you know what? This is so important. When you get blessed, the devil is going to come after you. And this is important too, so hear me. God will let him. Think about that. God will let him. God's not going to stop him. He's going to let him go forward, because God wants you to know two things. He wants you to realize that if he promoted you, the devil can't demote you. And he wants you to know that you can stand and resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. And you're never going to learn that. You will never learn that, because I tell you, Brother Hardy tells you, every person that stands in this pulpit tells you, everybody that preaches on television tells you, you are not going to know it and get it until you stand in the face of the enemy and resist the devil, and he flees from you. It's not something that you can learn by osmosis. You can't hang around somebody that knows it. You can't just hang around somebody that's done it. You can take their testimony and their witness and say, I know God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for Sister Sharon, he's got to do it for me. Because he don't love her more than he loves me. He'll do it for me too. But you know what? Sister Sharon can't come and do it for you. I'll pray for you. I'll believe with you. But you've got to stand in the face of the devil. And you have got to open your mouth and say, Satan, the Lord rebuked you. Get thou behind me. So if we compare Daniel 2:49 to Daniel 3:30, we find out number one promotion, number two promotion. But in between there is 29 verses of a test, a severe test, a very fiery test, an extremely severe fiery test. Because this is what I want you to know, if you forget everything else I say tonight. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. Amen? Tell somebody, you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. We read that God will cut off the horns of the wicked. We read that God will move them out of their place and put the righteous in their place after you've come through the fire. Amen. We've read how that God will take the king's heart. He can be the meanest, unreest rascal who don't give a hoot about the things of God. And God can turn his heart and make him bless his people and promote his people after they've come through the fire. He'll break in pieces the mighty men. He'll put down one and he'll lift you up after you've come through the fire. Because saints, you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. And that's what Daniel, the third chapter, is all about. I'm not going to read it for the sake of time. I'll paraphrase and just stop at a few verses here and there. You know the story anyway. We teach this to our children in Sunday school. And you know, it's probably, you know, I remember when I taught Sunday school, I was 11 years old and I started teaching the little ones. I had the 3 and 4 and 5 year olds. It's really just glorified babysitting. But hey, I didn't know. I was 11. I thought I was somebody important teaching, you know. And I had my little stories, you know, the same ones you always tell them. Jonah and the whale and Daniel in the lion's den. Because all the children love anything with animals in it. And so, you know, you could really illustrate it and you could act it out. And, you know, and I always in my mind, I guess because of that, I've always sort of, that story, I've just dismissed it. You know, it's for 4-year-olds. You know, that's what it is. It's, you know, it's not for grown-up people in church. You know, we're a little more mature than that. Give us some meat. And the Lord has really been making me stay in this chapter. Boy, see, that's what happens when you think you know something. He said, when you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. That's what he tells you. He said, when you think you know it all, you need to double check. Because that's when I'm going to show you how much you yet to learn. And so the Lord has had me in this chapter for a while here. So anyway, it's in my spirit, so I'll share it with you. So we know that Nebuchadnezzar the king had made a great statute. And I won't go into it. It deals with the end times, and it's prophetic, and it's really powerful. But that's a whole nother thing. We're not talking about eschatology tonight. We're not talking about when the rapture and the tribulation and what king and all that. So we don't need to go into that vision. However, the fact is that he made this image, and it was a huge image. I forget now how tall it was. And you may have seen John Hagee preaching on it recently, and he had a statue there, and then Perry Stone had one on his thing. So you've got an idea what we're talking about. The problem was is that he wanted everyone to bow down to this, because if you do remember, the only part of the dream I'll refer to is the head was gold, and Daniel said, "That's you, Nebuchadnezzar. That's your kingdom." And of course, he liked that, being the head of gold. And it went to his head. And so he made this statue. And he said, now I decree through all the kingdom. And this was a huge kingdom. It was, I forget how many provinces it was. It was many, many provinces, over 100. And so he said, everybody, we're going to have this celebration. And he had all the best musicians come, and they had all the instruments. And they were all going to play together at one time. And this was going to be a very loud, loud concert. And he said, at the sound of, and he named all these instruments. Some of these things I've never heard of. And I didn't bother to do research on it because it's really not important. But at the sound of all of these instruments, I want everybody to bow down to this image that I have made. And so they had the celebration. And so they all came there together, and you know what happened. They did it. But at least three we know of, were still standing. Everybody else had their faces on the floor. I don't know where Daniel was, okay? I know Daniel couldn't have been there, or he'd have been standing too. So either he could have been away in a faraway province on one of the king's business, but apparently he wasn't there. But the three Hebrew boys were right there where the king was, right there at the party, okay? They were still standing. Now, the king did not see that. There were so many people, throngs of people, but there were jealous ones who had been jealous of the three Hebrew boys for a long, long time. And they have had it in their craw for a long time that they had been passed over and that the promotion had been given to them. And they thought, this is our opportunity. And the devil is, he's an opportunist. He's always looking for an opportunity that he can make his deal. Isn't that right? And that's how he didn't come immediately after their promotion. He waited for a time. And so he went to the king. And I am going to read this verse because I wanted you to see how the enemy works. Let's look at verse 12 in Daniel 3. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. I want you to see that they set the scene right off the bat. The way they worded it, they were setting the king up by appealing to his pride, whom thou hast set over. They wanted them to know these are the ones that you thought were worthy of promotion. These were the ones that you selected. And they were inferring that his discretion was faulty. Because look what happened. Putting these guys in there, They wouldn't come right out and say that, but they were implying that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, now here they're going to appeal to his pride. They have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And when you appeal to someone who's full of pride and you wound their pride, they are going to come out in a rage. Wrath will always follow where you touch somebody's trigger point of pride. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they brought them before the king.
Amen. I trust you've been blessed by this devil-chasing message. You can't go higher till you've come through the fire. God wants to promote you, and he will set you up to make room for your gifts, just like he did Daniel, who was a captive in Babylon. But God used him to interpret the king's dreams, and as a result, he was promoted to governor over the whole province. And Daniel did not forget his brethren, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He had them promoted to high positions as well. This is recorded in Daniel 2:49. But in Daniel 3:30, we read that Nebuchadnezzar promoted them again. But something happened between promotions 1 and 2. The devil got mad and stirred up jealous spirits and had them thrown into the fiery furnace and heated it up 7 times hotter. The thing is, God didn't stop it. But that's okay, because if God promotes you, Satan can't demote you. And if you do get thrown into the fire, God will not only bring you out unharmed, but like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll promote you again. Because you can't go higher till you've come through the fire. So don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith. Satan always attacks those next in line for a promotion. I know that this message will help you to know how you can act and respond while you're in that fiery trial. This message is available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer 125 CD, or if you prefer audio tape, 125T. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Remember, for your love gift of $10 or more and requesting offer 125 CD or 125T, you can have your copy of this powerful message, You Can't Go Higher Till You've Come Through the Fire. And if you would like us to stand with you in the prayer of agreement concerning your fiery trials or any other need that you have in your life, please include your personal prayer request, and we will be happy to stand with you in prayer. Send your request to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or if you prefer, you may order from our e-store at rghardy.org.